This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked, what do I think about MediShare? And I have to tell you, I haven't been able to speak to MediShare and get a lot of details. All I have is details from the patients and from some of the patients that have called in, because on telemedicine, many of them use it. And it is I think, a fantastic concept in terms of bucking some of the whole Obamacare landscape we have of insurance companies charging an arm and a leg, and then people having high deductibles. And so I like the idea of this MediShare where costs are shared. The telemedicine benefits are very, very well liked. There's no annual caps, no lifetime limits. There's a relief that people get that they don't have to be spending thousands of dollars a month like I am on health insurance. And it's, I don't believe you have to be Christian to qualify for MediShare. It's open to everybody. But it's I think, a fantastic concept. In terms of patients, they are very happy with their telemedicine, benefits. And they're very happy with their what they spend. And so I am noticing it is very popular. What I am, though, noticing, and again, I can't necessarily be able to give you as much details as to what the out-of-pocket cost is when I do have a patient that I do have to send to an ER or an urgent care, or if I ask if they have a regular doctor. Many of them don't, and their answer is, but I have MediShare. And so I'm under the impression that some of the benefits are fantastic, but for others, there might be a cost that might be prohibitive. Now, that could just be that if you have an option of something that is free or very inexpensive, and then having to pay something out of pocket looks like a lot in comparison, that might be repellent, maybe, shall we say, and not very welcomed by a consumer. But it still might be cheaper than regular health insurance. I just haven't been able to find out what the costs are. If any of you are on MediShare, I'd love to hear about it. I'm going to reach out to their team to find out. Because I get asked a lot. But what I do know is when I do have patients that, are a part of it, they're happy. They are very happy. They don't seem to be, though, as up to date in terms of seeing a regular doctor. But then again, not a lot of people are either, because many doctors aren't available anymore. So I just want to look at if there's any parts to it that could be cost prohibitive. But, you know, for those people who are healthy, it sounds like MediShare can be fantastic. And for those people that aren't, it sounds like it saves you money. And that a lot of bills get shared, where the medical bills are shared among, that's why it's called MediShare, where it's based on the numbers, you have, more power as being able to negotiate prices, et cetera. But I am seeing very commonly that when I do have to recommend somebody go to urgent care or somebody go, to the ER, they're like, well, no, I can't. So I'm under the impression you can with MediShare. I just can't necessarily say 100% what what it has. But all I can say is patients are happy. So look into it. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to know how much it costs. I see patients all over the country using it, and it seems to be something that I think is going to be a fantastic alternative to those of us that don't like the insurance game. I just don't know if people are finding themselves not able to utilize it as often as they might be able to utilize their insurance. I'm not sure. I haven't been able to compare. We have a huge problem with our deductible issue, and we knew that the Affordable Care Act would spur that. Getting rid of pre-existing conditions was something that had to happen. Unfortunately, it caused insurance companies to go, well, wait a second. Well, now people are only going to join us when they're sick, so we're not going to get well dollars. Well dollars meaning healthy people paying paying premiums and then being able to, because they only make money on the healthy people. They lose money on sick individuals, but they make money on healthy individuals. So what did they do? They go, well, then you know what? We'll only start paying. I mean, can you believe this concept? An insurance company will say, look, we'll only start paying. You're paying us. You have a contract with us, but we will only start paying once you pay $10,000 towards your medical bills. You're like, what the hell is that? Then what am I paying you for monthly? Now, I think I've been able to knock down my deductible down to $3,500. So I'm paying $1,800 a month for them to do nothing until I've spent over $3,500 on medical bills. It's not sustainable. And at some point, people are going to fight back. It's one of the most ridiculous concepts. A lot of doctors have, I just found out that my mom is losing her doctor. A lot of doctors are going to VIP medicine or concierge. They're not getting paid by insurance companies either. So insurance companies are rarely paying, or they're paying discounted amounts. The doctors aren't getting paid. The staff, the workers, the nurses don't feel like they're getting paid enough. And yet patients are the ones that are paying the most. At some point, something's got to give. So any of these companies that are trying to allow people to have health insurance a less traditional way, all the power to them. Because we got a big problem with where things are. So, once I find out more, I will tell you. I know a lot of you have asked, and I apologize, I don't have numbers. I think it really does depend on. But once I could reach out and get some more information, I will tell you. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, it's interesting because if you watch the news, there is so much every day about President Biden and the classified documents that you would think there's enough debacles that he has to talk about. But this is the one that Republicans could finally seize because of a precedent set by Joe Biden himself. And so I know a lot of you guys are kind of sick and tired of hearing about the classified document thing. This has been going on now since Trump got raided in August. But because they made such a big deal with Trump, there has to be a big deal with Biden. We got to be equal. Everything's got to be fair. And many people are concerned that already Joe Biden is getting kitten gloved compared to President Trump. Now, I don't think Jill Biden, his wife, first lady, needs to have her underwear drawer ransacked. But there is some splaining that needs to be done when they compare what happened with Trump and what happened with Biden. Now, some people say, well, Trump didn't work with them. He wasn't being very cordial and compliant. And is that subjective? Is that hearsay? Did he really give them the middle finger? Somebody could say, well, Biden wasn't compliant because all this was going on and he had them in his house the whole time. So what's the definition of not being compliant? So there's many people kind of want to know what the heck is going on. Other people don't care. They're like, I don't really give a damn about the classified documents. I don't care about his Corvette. I don't care. Let's just get through the next 2 years. But we have an election coming up. And one of the focal points that Democrats want to use to prevent Trump from running again is the fact that he had classified documents post his presidency at his Mar-a-Lago compound. And so now that Biden has it in his Wilmington, Delaware compound, it starts to bring up, well, then can Biden not run for president? Does Biden lose his security clearance? Most likely no, but anybody else would have lost their security clearance like years ago. So House Republicans are demanding now that the White House turn over all information related to the misplaced classified documents from Biden's time as vice president, including any visitor logs to Biden's private residence and who might have had access to his private office in Washington, D.C., where the first batch of documents were discovered in early November. Now, a lot of questions are asking, what were his lawyers doing rummaging around his garage? I mean, I have a couple attorneys. They don't really come to my house. And I definitely don't let anybody in the garage. Now, that's where all the Christmas decorations are and Hanukkah decorations are and everything. I don't want anybody to kind of mess with those. No one's really going to be, and that's where my Corvette is. My Corvette is in the garage. It's a used one, but it's there. So I'm not exactly sure why the lawyers get to run around the house. That is interesting. So, according to the counsel's office, like every president across decades of modern history, his personal residence is personal. But upon taking office, President Biden restored the norm and tradition of keeping White House visitor logs, including publishing them regularly after the previous administration ended them. So, we're being told that Trump got rid of the logs, the visitor logs. And I'm a little mixed on the whole visitor log thing because from a security standpoint, I get that. You come in, you sign in, we need to know you're there, and then you leave. With medicine, we had to change the whole sign-in thing because of HIPAA. So we would have to give you a number or we would have to use a... So we didn't necessarily have a log or a piece of paper because of privacy. And I agreed with that. So originally it's like, okay, well, that's a good idea. People sign their name. We know who showed up. We know then if somebody walked out, didn't get seen. It really helped organize things. We could also see if somebody came late. Somebody said, oh, man, you made me wait an hour. And I'm like, but you checked in at just 15 minutes ago. You know, I found it very, very applicable from a document standpoint. But once HIPAA came in, you couldn't do that anymore. So we had to get rid of those logs. We can do is check a person into the computer system without necessarily, you know, having like a log. It's like, okay, well, they checked in. So, but I've gone to places where it's like, oh, do you, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, just come in and just whatever. And so there's many people that I notice won't sign in. If you have a front desk that doesn't care or a front desk that leaves to go to the bathroom, people are walking in and out without signing in. So it's not comprehensive. And so if somebody has a house, I don't have anybody sign in who comes to my house. Now, the gate, the guard gate, is supposed to document who comes in. But I don't necessarily have anybody signing in saying, I'm going to go see Dahlia. You know, they're not going. You know, so I'm doubt President Biden in his very private home in Wilmington, Delaware, had that. But he had private classified documents. So people want to know, was, you know, Hunter there? Hunter's girlfriend? Were there any of, you know, their friends from foreign countries? Who knows? So Anthony Guglielmi, spokesperson for the U.S. Secret Service, said the agency also does not independently maintain visitor logs for Biden's home in Wilmington. The agency provides security for the property and screens visitors before they arrive to the home, but they do not maintain records of those visitors. Biden and his staff determine who is permitted onto the property. And so Guglielmi said the Secret Service does not independently maintain visitor logs because it is a private residence. So people compare. Many of you have reached out saying, look, Joe Biden only had 20 documents, but Donald Trump had 325. Yeah, but what were those documents of? What were those did Joe Biden have documents on Iran, on Afghanistan? It sounded like he did. Did Donald Trump have a cocktail napkin from Kim Jong-un? I mean, you know, those might be classified, but is it something that can reveal secrets? And then can presidents or vice presidents declassify? But they are saying that Donald Trump had a lot more, and I hear that. Joe Biden had it at a private office in D.C., a home in Delaware. I think there's been three locations. And then Donald Trump had them at his Mar-a-Lago residence office. Joe Biden had some top secret, they say, according to CNN. Donald Trump had 60 top secret. They say Joe Biden is cooperating fully, yet Donald Trump is under investigation for obstruction. They said lawyers found and alerted Archives DOJ. Archives first reached out to Trump lawyers. So if those differences are true, they have something. But on the flip side, the obstruction. If Joe Biden had those documents for years and he didn't tell anybody, is that obstruction? And then why were attorneys visiting his home and in his garage? So then is there not a lot of, you know, so this is to me a bunch of, I mean, I don't even think, it's serious. Classified documents are serious, but I think we've made this such a big deal by raiding a former president's home, by now everything going on with Joe Biden, and we got bigger fish to fry. Now, is this a distraction? You know, people have said, well, maybe Republicans planted the stuff at Joe Biden's house. I sincerely doubt a Republican made it onto the residence. But could Democrats have? Could Democrats not have wanted Joe Biden to run again, and this is their way of preventing him from running again? I still doubt that. I don't think anybody made it onto his home, because now we're talking his home and into his garage and boxes of it. It's his. It's his stuff. So all I know is things have to be consistent. And if you're going to go after one, you have to go after the other. If you're not going to go after one, you can't go after anybody. But there has to be some consistency. And so, yes, people are going to make a big deal about this. And what makes this so fascinating is the former President Trump investigation is ongoing. And so they want to vilify Trump when at the same time you have the, you know, Biden issues going, which weren't disclosed until months later. So we'll see what happens, but it's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. Other countries are watching this going, really? So he's got a bunch of stuff in his garage. Is that what these presidents do? That means all we have to do is get into their homes and we could get, you know, and then is it obsolete? Is something that happened in 2012 even relevant now? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The National Action Network celebrates Martin Luther King Jr. Day in Washington, D.C. with a breakfast. At the event, California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi speaks about MLK's famous I Have a Dream speech.
I wasn't there for the speech, but I listened to it on the radio on the way to Baltimore. And, of course, the I Have a Dream part we all know, and it's so wonderful. The fierce urgency of now, did that not affect all of our actions in terms of urgency?
Visitors logs. We have no visitors logs. That's what the White House is saying regarding House Republicans' request for visitors logs at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home, where classified materials were discovered. Lawmakers wanting the information from when Biden was vice president. Tim Berg, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are hearing that the Omicron subvariant XBB is nicknamed the Kraken. And you're laughing. And they really need to be careful, to be honest. All the fear mongering and all that has now started to fall on deaf ears. And if we do have a serious threat with a virus or a COVID variant, no one's going to listen now. So they really need to be careful with this. It's the Kraken, it's this, it's you know, because people are blowing it off. But I'm telling you right now, I'm seeing a lot of COVID. And I'm seeing people getting, you know, wiped on their butts. I'm also confused as to why there's so many death rates, so many death and crematorium overflowing that's occurring in China. And what happens in China ends up making it to Europe and then makes it over to us. So we have something going on out there. But, did I really need to call it the Kraken? So the number of cases is likely far greater than reported. And, of course, because people are using telemedicine. They're not testing, or if they are testing, they're testing negative at home. I'm noticing a lot of these tests are not picking it up. So that's not a shock. And so the numbers of COVID rising is, I think, far more than what the CDC can report. Now, why? Why are we having another wave? Well, one is that's just what COVID does, but two is we're now on the XBB 1.5 strain. And this strain has learned to bind to cells even smarter and more sharper despite our immunity. And we have found this strain to be the most immunoevasive, which is not that shocking because if our immunity was to the old 3.5-year-old virus, which I think got leaked about 3.5 years or close to the end of August of 2019, yeah, our immunity is going to be different for this one. Maria Van Kerkhove, PhD, technical lead of the World Health Organization, said XBB 1.5 is the most transmissible subvariant that has been detected yet. They said though this subvariant continues to spread at a faster pace than other versions of COVID-19, the CDC and prevention on Friday did revise downward its estimate of how much XBB 1.5 is circulating in the U.S., They said the CDC has previously said that XBB 1.5 made up 41% of sequenced cases for the week ending December 31st, but the subvariant comprised 27.6% of sequenced cases nationally as of January 7th, compared to 18.3% the week prior. So the cases are dropping, but also when I get calls and people are calling in sick, they're not testing. Or they're saying, oh yeah, it's negative, so give me an antibiotic. So there's no way to prove if they tested or not. And then when people are positive, they'll say, I was negative at first at home, but I decided to retake it, and now I'm positive. I'm like, most people give up after that first negative test. So thank you for not giving up. So now we know. But does that go anywhere? I mean, I might put it in my telemedicine note, but does that, does the CDC use that data from the at-home test? I don't think they do. So if the at-home tests aren't being counted or people aren't testing, also many people have run out of their tests. See, before I would ask people, did you test for COVID? They're like, yes, yes, yes. Now the average person's like, no, I didn't test. Because whether they have COVID or not, they're going to take off work. COVID's getting milder for many people. So we just don't know. XBB 1.5 remains the only Omicron subvariant showing significant growth in the U.S. right now. It is second only to Omicron BQ1.1. BQ1.1 hit us pretty hard in the late fall. So, now what? Well, we got the booster. And many of you are very skeptical of the booster, as we are hearing that there's some concerns on its safety. So, the CDC, which we're going to be talking about a little bit, has now been flagged to stroke risk of the Pfizer shot, which I'm going to bring up right now, where we have seen stroke risk, but the CDC says they've identified a quote-unquote safety signal regarding the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID bivalent vaccine and a small risk of stroke in the 3 weeks following the injection in those 65 and older. So according to their statement, they said rapid response investigation of the signal in the VSD raised a question of whether people 65 and older who have received the new bivalent booster of Pfizer were more likely to have an ischemic stroke in the 21 days following vaccination compared to days 22 to 44 following vaccination. The preliminary signal has not been identified with Moderna or Moderna's bivalent. There also could be other confounding factors. I mean, we are in stroke season, but that does make people nervous if there's an uptick in stroke. We are seeing more young individuals die of cardiac arrest. That has been a completely, big shock. American Idol contestant, I'm sorry, I C.J. Harris has died at the age of 31. We've been told heart as well. Now, whenever you hear a young person with heart disease, people are like, well, was it something that they've always had? Or is it something that could have affected the heart? And the growing rumor, which is being studied, and we're getting little bits of evidence, but not enough for the CDC to change its recommendation, has suggested that the myocarditis link with mRNA vaccines could cause cardiac arrest in young individuals, especially men. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened to him. He could have had a congenital issue with his heart. Maybe he did have super high cholesterol, but when they're only 31, it makes you a little nervous. You know, what are these young individuals doing that is putting them at higher risk? So the CDC right now, when it comes to older individuals and stroke, said there is no change in their recommendations for those receiving the bivalent booster. They say the CDC continues to recommend that everyone aged 6 months of age or older stay up to date with their COVID-19 vaccination. This includes individuals who are currently eligible to receive an updated bivalent vaccine. Staying up to date with vaccines is the most effective tool we have for reducing death, hospitalization, and severe disease from COVID-19, and has now been demonstrated in multiple studies conducted in the United States and other countries. So what they're saying is they feel still confident that the vaccine is better to do, and there's more benefit than the risk of stroke in those over 65. They say data has shown an updated COVID-19 vaccine, an updated one reduces the risk of hospitalization for COVID-19 by nearly threefold compared to those who were previously vaccinated but have not yet received the updated vaccine. Data has shown that the updated COVID-19 vaccine also reduces the risk of death from COVID-19 by nearly 19-fold compared to those who are unvaccinated. And other preliminary data from outside the U.S. have demonstrated more than 80% protection against severe disease and death from the bivalent compared to those who have not received it. So, I got the bivalent. I would not mandate it. I would not force anybody. If somebody does not want to get it, I completely understand. I did. Because I wanted to be able to convey to you what side effects I got. I had chest pain for about a month, breast swelling, underarm swelling on the left for a month. It was something that I can't necessarily conclude if I got pericarditis or myocarditis because I didn't do an EKG. I was too busy. I should have. And it would have been nice to see. But I do this mind over matter going, it's not happening to me, it's not happening to me, so hopefully it's not happening to me. Not the smartest thing, but I didn't do an EKG. I probably should have, so I could have told you guys if I actually had that. But all I could say is I did have chest pain. And I told you guys, please don't get the shot on the left side of the body, because if you have left side of chest pain, left side of arm pain, you're going to freak out that it's the heart. Thank God I'm fine. But, people ask, will the spike proteins that circulate be an issue later on? We don't know. Is a COVID infection enough to affect the heart later on? We don't know. So all we know is this is a real crappy time, and I'm pretty ticked off at the Wuhan lab for us dealing with this right now. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So what goes up must come down, or what swings right sometimes will swing back to the left. That's just the way momentum works. That's just the way the earth rotates. That's just the way things... I'm a horrible analogist, so sorry I can't come up with a great analogy. But we are having more and more companies saying, this didn't work, you guys working from home. Time to get back in. And people are unhappy. And we talked about earlier, this two-week notice thing is becoming a thing of the past. People are quiet quitting. They're you know, leaving or using their unused or their sick leave and then dropping their notice, or employers are firing people on the spot so they don't use their leave or take any more leave or steal anything from the office. And it's just, it's becoming a mess. And I hate COVID for a variety of reasons. You know, I hate the deaths it caused in throughout the years. I hate that we have vulnerabilities with foreign countries and the way they manage pathogens. I hate the lockdowns, the mask mandates. People were killed over mask mandates. Are you kidding me? We've lost servicemen and women because of vaccine mandates. COVID completely, I think, destroyed much of the fabric of democracy we had in this country. But another thing it did was it taught people you don't have to actually go to work. If you want to stay at home, you could do that. And you could work from home. Now, it's nice. I love working at home. But a lot of things aren't getting done. And if employers are paying a lot of money in wages, they're going to want to know you're working. So multiple companies are now saying people have to go to the office. So these include Apple. In August, senior leaders told workers they had to return to the office at least 3 days a week. So, but you know how nice that is to only come in 3 days a week? God, I never had jobs like that. You had to show up every day. CEO Tim Cook said the decision was meant to restore in-person collaboration. Employees fought back, issued a petition shortly after the announcement, arguing that staffers can do exceptional work from home. Well, they must have done. Again, are you working the full time? It stinks because we're adults. I couldn't stand the fact that employers would watch over you. But having employees, I see them mess around. I didn't care if they messed around if the work was done. But when I had patients calling and on hold, and I'm seeing that they're sitting there on their phone or playing around, that's a problem. So, Citigroup. Vaccinated Citigroup employees across the U.S. were asked to return to the office for at least 2 days a week. Okay, 2 days a week. That's not that bad to come back 2 days a week. And I'm sure many people are like, well, you know what? I'm not vaccinated, so sorry. I got to stay home. Disney. A memo obtained by Insider, CEO Bob Iger told workers starting in March, any Disney staff member working in a hybrid fashion will need to return to Disney 4 days a week. Goldman Sachs. In March, CEO David Solomon told Fortune that the company was asking employees to return to the office 5 days a week. In October, he told CNBC that about 65% of staffers were working in the office. Google. Google employees in the San Francisco Bay Area and several other U.S. locations were told to return to the office for at least 3 days a week, starting in April. J.P. Morgan. In August, CEO Jamie Dimon pushed back on remote work, saying it didn't work for an apprenticeship program or spontaneous stuff. Meanwhile, J.P. Morgan asked half of its employees to return to the office 5 days a week, another 40% to go in a few days a week. They have been collecting data on staff activity, including tracking attendance. Salesforce. Insider reported in November that Salesforce, according to MSM, required some members of its sales team to return to the office. The decision only affected those living near a Salesforce office. But they didn't have any mandates. Starbucks. So corporate staff for Starbucks, because obviously, you know, you're a barista, you need to show up and work there. But corporate staffers said employees with commuting distance would be required to return to the office at least 3 days a week starting January 31st. And he said he was doing everything he could to get workers in the office. That to me means it wasn't working. Twitter, Elon Musk, said employees in November, if they don't show up, they're gone. It's the same as a resignation. Elon Musk told staffers in an email that remote work was no longer allowed and that employees were expected to be in the office at least 40 hours a week. Uber. Now, again, this I know, to be Uber, you have to actually leave your house to Uber, but they're talking about corporate employees. Uber staffers in 35 of the company's locations were required to return to the office at least half of the time. On other days, staffers were allowed to work remotely and that some could be entirely remote if they get clearance from their managers. So here's the thing, and I've told you guys, I love the concept of Dahlia. This is what I need done. Can you get it done? I'll get it done at night. I'll get it done on the weekend. If I have to get something done, I'm going to get it done. And I love working on nights and weekends. Kids are older now. We got the football game tonight. I could be doing work while that game's playing. I know, Bucks and Cowboys. Oh, my gosh. So hard for me. I love Tom Brady, but I'm a Cowboy fan, so this is going to be interesting. But we'll see what happens. And I don't want to see the Bucks. I don't want to see the Cowboys out of the playoffs or the Bucks out of the playoffs. But we're not talking football right now. But so, just give me a task. I'll finish the task. I don't need you watching over me. I don't need to clock in at 8 o'clock and clock out at 4:59 and 59 seconds. I don't like that. I don't work well with that. Just tell me what you need to have done, and I'm going to get it done. And the reason why is in medicine, patients don't care about time and the time clock, and abnormal labs don't care about that. I would be getting labs at 2 in the morning. And if a lab was abnormal, I would have to call the patient if it was a very serious abnormal one and tell them to go to the hospital. You can't say in a courtroom, well, I was asleep when it came through. If somebody had real low platelets, and it sucks, as a doctor, you don't get any sleep. And so I would ask the lab, look, I need you to give us the labs. Can you do the labs before 7 or 8 p.m.? So I have time to call a patient before they fall asleep and get them to a hospital if we need to, if their labs end up being low. I mean, it was exhausting. And so, for me, it was all about getting the job done. But having friends who work from home and seeing they're sleeping in, seeing them on Facebook or Instagram, seeing them answer, you know, or post stuff on what I post, you know they're not always working. They're not sitting there working the whole time. And that wouldn't be a big deal if employers didn't have to pay you more. But now that employers have to pay employees more, they want to know they're getting more out of that. And as I told you guys with the recession, those people that are fearing losing their job, if you really want to keep your job, you might want to talk to your employer about what is it that they want. If they want you in the office, you know, and they're looking for people, new employees who are willing to work that'll come to the office, then you're not going to last that much longer if you're out of sight, out of mind. Unless, of course, your productivity is there. See, everybody always thinks, too, that you're not doing anything. I don't know if you guys remember that with Seinfeld, where George Costanza wasn't really busy, but he would try to make himself look busy by looking annoyed. You know, like he was annoyed because it looked like he was busy doing something. So a lot of times you're busting your butt and they just don't know. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens, but we knew this wouldn't last. The problem is we're going into year 3 of people working from home. I got to be honest, I don't think I'm going to ever come back to a medical office and work in an office setting. I'm comfortable at home. I'm comfortable in my studio. I don't have to now go to my flagship studio. I could do it from, you know, my local studio. It's kind of nice. So I get it. It's going to be interesting. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.